there, it's Toby, and before you get started on this episode, I wanted to tell you about our sponsor, Retropop Relics. Retropop Relics has been creating some of the coolest 3D printed giant video game cartridges. If you visit RetropopRelics.com, you can see a bunch of the cartridges that are already available. You can get Super Smash Bros., Paper Mario, Super Mario World, Pokemon Red, Blue, Yellow, and even Green. These are perfect decorations for your game room. So again, go check out RetropopRelics.com. And if you use the promo code GENIE at checkout, you'll get 10% off. RetropopRelics.com. Enjoy the show.
Hey there, gamers. Do you hate Mondays? I hate Mondays. Toby loves Mondays for some reason, but I definitely hate Mondays. I just want to sit down, have some nice lasagna, or pizza, or hamburgers, and just sit with my boy Pokey and play video games all the time.
What could be worse than Monday?
I'm Player One, Toby.
Why are you being sad? I'm Player Two, Goose!
We do a retro video game review show where we talk about some really great games and some really awful games.
Yeah, which ones want to make you put your hand in the carburetor and like, now I can't play games no more because that was so bad. I never want to touch another controller in my life. Carbureted.
And today, we also have another player.
The number one most reoccurring guest on the Secret Levels podcast, the one, the only, the beautiful, the gentle, the Jenny Bean!
Here comes a new challenger!
Aw, that was so nice, yay!
You're so gentle.
Well, maybe.
Welcome back, Jenny.
Yay, I'm excited to be here.
The gentle Jenny Bean.
Goobs, could you tell us about a network that we're a part of with some buddies of ours?
I'd love to use my radio voice I was just using and go right on and tell you about the one great podcasting network that you have to put in your ears, and that is the Somebody's Network. You know, you're never alone when you got somebody's, and there's tons of great shows on there you can put in your ears. You feel like you have friends around all the time, because you do, because you got somebody's. Back to you, Toby.
I picked us a game, Goobs.
You didn't pick us a game. No, our peers picked us a game.
Oh, you're right. Well, this was one of the choices for our game of the month, wasn't it?
Our fans spoke, we listened, and we're giving you what you kind of want.
what some of you wanted, because some of us did not vote for this game. Just saying.
So we have
Rest in peace, Pit Fighter.
Oh, so good.
We have a Facebook group where once a month, we have a poll where you can vote on which game you want to make us play, whether it's good, whether it's bad, and the majority of you picked Garfield Caught in the Act.
Got a feline faniacs out there.
You were close.
Fanatics? Yeah, fanatics.
Fanatics.
I like faniacs. That's going to be my superhero name.
Faniacs.
I just punch your fanny.
Yes, you picked Garfield Caught in the Act, so we're going to talk about Garfield Caught in the Act.
We're going to get caught in the act playing Garfield. Don't let us get Odie on you.
I'll kick you off the table. So, let me give you some details about this game.
Here's the deets.
This game was released October 31st, 1995 in North America. It was developed by Sega Interactive for the Sega Genesis, and Novotrad International for the Game Gear. We played the Sega Genesis version.
It was also on PC.
Yes. So it was actually published by Sega, and it was released on the Sega Genesis, the Game Gear, and like Goob said, it was ported to the PC by Point of View Inc. So, yeah.
Was also on something else that I'm sure you'll touch on in the fun facts.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe I do. We'll see. We'll get there eventually.
It's a mystery.
So this is a single player platformer. And that's a platformer. That's it.
It's a catformer.
Oh,
it's a cat tree.
The puns.
This game's full of cat puns.
It really is.
That's what makes it great.
So, do you want me to tell you the story of this game?
Oh, yeah, I love to hear this great story. Reminds me of a couple movies I've seen.
One afternoon, Garfield is minding his own business watching TV, when out of nowhere, Odie sneaks up on him and scares him. This makes Garfield jump out of his chair and makes him land on the TV. It breaks it. And in fear of what John, their owner, will do to them if he sees the TV in this rubble mess.
Imagine, okay, John just comes in like at the cutscene here and just like starts kicking Odie and Garfield, like, or like has a spray bottle or something, how you like discipline your pets.
Bad cat. Slaps him with a newspaper.
He just takes the lasagna, throws it out the fucking window.
So, anyways, Garfield and Odie try to put the TV back together. But they end up with some extra parts. So,
well, they're fucking cats and dogs at the end of the day.
Yeah, you can't expect much. I mean, they are animals.
It's pretty awesome that they got as far as they did.
Yeah, no, I give them credit. But they throw away those extra parts. Well, these extra parts, they turn into a monster known as Glitch.
Dun, dun, dun.
And Glitch ends up sending Garfield into the TV, and now he must make his way through different channels.
And I guess Odie, too, because Odie's a recurring character in this fucking game.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I had questions about that, too, but, whatever.
They're never answered.
Yeah, no, not at all. But yeah, so they gotta stop Glitch, and they gotta return to the real world. And that is the story. So, this game should take you about 2 to 3 hours to beat total.
What's the speedrunning time, Toby?
The speedrun.com website has a user of Janglestorm beating the game in 19 minutes and 53 seconds.
Mr. Bojangles doesn't fuck around.
Wow, that's good.
But this is funny. Usually each game has like a top 25 or so, at least. This only has 4 entrants for a speedrun, and Janglestorm also has the Game Gear speedrun record at 29 minutes and 33 seconds, with no one else even being on the leaderboard at all.
Wow.
And the PC port has no speedrun logged at all on the site. So
that's where we come in. We can finally say we're speedrunners and we have the top score in a game.
That's what I'm saying. If we just beat this game at all, at any speed,
and just post it,
we could be in the top 20 right now. We could be in the top 10, because there's only 4 people in the entrance right now.
Oh, I might think about doing this seriously, because then I can say I'm a speedrunner. Add some credibility to this show.
Right? But the Game Gear version, if we just beat that at all, we get a speedrun record.
Yeah.
Well, we'd be in the top 3 if we beat it. So, yeah.
It's anyways. Buddy, then Toby, then Goobs.
I just thought that was really funny. So, anyways, let's talk about some gameplay.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so...
Or let's talk about it, not hear it.
You have a weapon? Like a melee weapon to hit enemies
it
with?
Changes level per level, but the first one seems like a yarn ball.
Yeah, we weren't sure what it was.
The first one I thought was like a torch or a stake or something. Because he's Dracula.
Dracula.
Blah, blah.
But he also has a throw, like a projectile-type weapon.
Yeah, you throw a skull.
And the goal of each level is you're trying to find a remote at the end so you can change the channel and go to the next act. And like you said, each level has different costumes and weapons that Garfield wears throughout the movie? TV show, whatever he's in,
sitcom,
yeah,
animated short,
yeah. So the levels are Count Slobula.
You were close.
Count Slobula's castle.
The levels have the greatest names ever.
They do,
yeah. And that, like I said, that one's like the Dracula type level. There's bats and skeletons and stuff.
Which is kind of fun, because you said it came out on Halloween, so it's kind of fun that the first level is like a Halloween
level. He's wearing a costume in every level.
I know, it's... No, but I mean like that because it came out on Halloween.
Yeah.
Like the first level's Halloween, that's fun.
In that level, man, sometimes you jump and just land down a hole, and you don't realize you have to go down there anyways to get around a fucking tree of bats.
I think I've had nightmares about this level. I don't ever want to play it again.
There's Cave Cat 3 million BC, where you're like a caveman, cave cat thing.
Smacking people's bones.
Then there's Casablanca.
I love that name. It made me crack up so hard when I first saw that.
It's like a film noir, kind of black and white. You're running through the city and stuff. It's
That level's random, too. Like, you just fall, like, that's my favorite level as well. But you just randomly fall down. Oh, it's your least favorite?
Yes. Just because you have to go through all the doors and stuff and try to find your way out, it just irritated me.
And they fall down random sewers, and yeah, it's... But I like the aesthetics. Like, that's what I was saying. That's my favorite aesthetic level.
Aesthetics.
Shadows to our boys, Interstate Gamers.
And then there's the Curse of Cleopatra.
Yes.
Which is like an Egyptian type of level. And then you have the season finale, which is the battle with Glitch.
Oh, Glitch is a bitch.
Oh my gosh. Glitch was hard.
Yeah, he's a fucking absolute cocksucker. I wish I could change the channel when he shows up.
No shit. Okay, so let's talk about some of the stuff in the game. Like, to receive health, you eat hamburgers and pizza because Garfield.
Which I'm going to say is kind of weird that there's no lasagna.
Right?
I was watching for it everywhere. I'm like, where's the lasagna? I kept asking Goobs, did you see lasagna?
How do you make a lasagna look like lasagna?
That's true. We could have made, like, a pan.
No, you make the bottom layer, like, pasta color, red pasta color, red pasta color, red pasta color.
I mean,
you can figure out it's fucking lasagna.
Yeah.
Are you saying pasta and not pasta?
Yeah, because it's pasta.
Pasta.
Oh.
I'm not Italian, so I don't call it the pasta.
Huh. I wonder if that's a Canadian
American
thing.
Pasta.
Pasta.
Pasta. Pasta.
Pasta.
Anyways.
Pasta.
I know. Now I'm like, I'm not weird.
Pasta lasagna.
Pasta me some lasagna, for sure.
Please tweet at us at Secret Levels.
If we're wrong or Toby's right.
Yeah,
nobody's
right
or wrong.
Canadians or Americans. Pasta or pasta?
Not pasta. Pasta.
Pasta.
You're okay. Pasta. We're pasta.
A pasta's topic.
Exactly.
Let's go on.
Okay, so if you find a cup of coffee, which is called Java in the manual.
You turn to Auntie Garfield. You go around smashing everything.
No.
Oh, that's another game.
The cup of coffee will make you invincible for a little bit. Sort of like the Auntie Claus in Days Before Christmas, sort of.
You can also find your little friend Pokey poking around on the stage, and that's pretty much a checkpoint. If you die, you go back to Pokey. You cuddle your bear, get a little restart, and back into the game.
Hey, that's how I restart every day. I cuddle with a bear, and that's like, oh, that's my checkpoint.
That bear is me.
We
are
bears.
What am I cuddling with?
A grizzly.
Nice.
An actual grizzly bear.
It hasn't smelt so bad lately. Maybe that's why.
So, if you get the mallet in the levels, you unlock a bonus level that's kind of like a
whack-a-mole.
Yeah. Which it usually shows a picture of a character that says, do not hit this character. And then...
You want to hit that character because it's like, don't do it.
You always want to hit that stupid character, but then you hit all the other characters. Garfield and John, there's a bunch of different, I think Glitch is in there. Odie's in there. I can't remember Garfield's girlfriend.
I'll never look at Odie the same after playing this game, so thank you for that.
But yeah, so that's one of the bonus levels to get extra lives. You can also get extra lives by finding Garfield's little heads.
Yep. Just like Mega Man, you find a little head and you get a one up.
Yep.
That's the moral of the story in life as well.
Get head to get a one-up?
Yeah. Get a one-up on your other man.
So the other bonus level is after you defeat a boss. There's two different bonus levels. And it's like...
Which I think is a little too much. Like...
Yeah, it's
one bonus level's good. Like, they don't really need the whack-a-mole.
Yeah.
If they just had, like, the side-scrolling flying thing where you grab pokies, that's fine enough. You don't need two. Just get rid of one. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, so you're flying, like, I guess from one channel to the other, and you're trying to collect the pokies as you go. You have to get 25 or 30 to get extra lives and continues. And as you're flying...
It's hella fast.
Well, you hit these little balls that make you go faster. They're like little blue balls.
Yeah, you get the blue balls and you go faster. That's normally not the case.
Well, you know what? I think the blue balls slow you down. It's the little tornado-looking things that speed you up.
Oh, okay. It makes sense.
I might be wrong. But it gets to where it's so fast you can't even see the pookies. And
I didn't really give a fuck about this section of the game. I'm just like... I didn't really care, because I was like, the pokies would just randomly appear, like, top, bottom, like, there's no fucking way I'm getting all those.
Yeah, it's going way too fast to even really try, especially if you hit all the little tornado things. In the top right corner, there's a little TV logo, and it starts off with a 10 in it. That is your hit counter.
Yeah, they give you a lot of hits in this game, which is very forgiving. I appreciate that, because this game gets very tough at times. When I first started playing, I was talking to Jenny. I'm just like, this kind of reminds me of, like, Ghosts and Goblins in a way. Because you're playing, like, through a Halloween level at first.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does have that feel to it, especially, like, with the skeleton arms reaching out and getting you and stuff. At the bottom left corner, it shows a head with the number of lives that you have left. So, you know, you got your normal kind of HUD type thing.
It's all about the HUD. Where the HUD at?
It's right in the top corner.
let's go ahead and talk about the elephant in the room, the controls.
Oh.
We're going to talk about how much Odie is a dick.
We'll get there, I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll get there. We're going to circle around this one, because I want to know how you felt about the controls. They're pretty simple.
They're simple,
but not reactive. Like, I don't know, maybe it's just me and I suck at games like this, but I felt like every time I hit that damn button, only half the time it worked, or it was delayed, or I don't know.
You just start tap dancing?
Sometimes, yeah.
What the fuck's going on? Yeah.
Man,
I had a rough time with them.
I think you hit it on the head, because it is... I think it's just a delayed reaction. Because you'll hit the button to, like, swing the weapon, and you'll get hit already before you actually react and swing your weapon and hit them.
Or I found trying to jump, I really had a hard time. Like, I'd hit it, and I'd be moving, and then I'd just fall because it wouldn't jump.
I experienced the same issues.
Yeah, I got pretty frustrated with that.
Well, the jump is terrible. In that Casablanca episode, in the level where... It's black and white and everything. I was trying to jump from one roof to the other. I missed it probably 20 times.
I tell you, that plant level, for me, I got so frustrated. I pretty much chucked the controller at him and was like, you do this! I couldn't, like, because I'm not good at games with a lot of jumping. Right. I'm bad at, you know, timing it already. So this was just like...
The plant level, the pirate level?
Yeah, I remember when we had to jump on the plants after to go up the vines and all that.
No,
I had
those, such that was, a yeah,
whatever
the,
that was.
Cave cat.
I think the second level of the game. I had such a hard time with that crap. Like,
oh, dude, she would get like the third level and just fall right down.
And I was like, oh,
that's when the controller got whipped over in my direction. She's like, I'm fucking done.
Because I'm used to it happening because I suck at jumping games, but this was like 10 minutes of it happening, and I just kept same thing, same spot.
I kept
spot.
On pushing her. I'm like, don't worry, you're doing good,
honey.
Yeah,
and he was being nice,
and
I'm just like, I've had enough.
I'm like, okay, let's just
I just like
chill.
Had her like a rage quit, as the little kids say. And just was like, I'm done, no more. I'm
no,
like, I used
you
to
can
like
talk
you, Garfield.
About your rage quit in about 20 minutes.
Oh, trust me.
The game's a hacker. The game's a hacker.
Garfield hacks.
Pretty much.
Well, there is a glitch in the game, right? So.
So, the enemies, they come at you like
fast and furious.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The hands that come out of the ground in the first stage, you can't even fucking see coming. You just jump over. It's like, thwap.
And I'm sorry, that first level, like, who would have thought that as a cat, you can't jump on top of a fence without getting hurt. This frustrated me so bad because I was like, oh, finally, somewhere I can land away from these hands. Nope. Boom.
Yeah, everything will hurt you in this game. Mm-hmm.
Everything. Yeah. Everything hurts you. Like, you'll jump on something and all of a sudden you'll start blinking and you're like, what just happened?
Yeah, what happened to me? I don't even know.
Yeah. But, I mean, like Goobs was saying, those hands, they will literally come out of nowhere. And, yeah. And a lot of enemies are like that. I mean, there is no way of dodging them. You are going to take damage no matter what you do.
That's why they give you 10 channels of life.
Yeah, no joke.
So Garfield's an extra special cat because he doesn't have 9 lives. He has 10. He's a Spinal Tap of fucking cats.
Yeah, that's
He's
true.
He's one better.
That's a pretty missed opportunity, I think. Huh. I may have to lose a point in the rating at the end because of that.
Oh, did I weaken it for you?
Oh, no.
Did I take away one of your 10 cat lives?
Possibly. What about the projectile weapon that you have in each stage? Like, the first stage, when you're Dracula...
it's like a skull.
It's a skull, so it's something different in each level.
Yeah, I think the second one is like a fishbone, like a fish.
No, fishbone is in
whatever the pirate level or something. The one where you start with the boat. Yeah, that's the second level, the caveman one, isn't it?
I think that's a fishbone. There's a fishbone in one of them.
Yeah, it's all different things, though. Yeah,
they all suck. Whatever they are in each level, they have a weird arch to them.
Yeah.
So it's so hard to hit the enemies with it.
You can't gauge really where it's gonna go.
At the Cat-a-Blanca level, you have to use like catch the bombs coming up and throw them at the wall.
Yeah,
it's like such a pain
strange.
In the ass.
Well, and then did y'all have trouble in the Egyptian level with the torches?
Yeah, it's like what the fuck?
Yeah.
You have to light all these torches up to get through certain parts of it. And then there's a hidden wall at the end of the stage. I didn't even know I had to push. I had to look up because I did everything.
Yeah,
I'm like, what do I
like
do now? So I had to watch
mad.
Like a little video. And I'm like, okay, now I know how to push that wall. I had to watch a video a couple times in this game, which doesn't really happen for me.
But then think, what would we have done back then? I'd
fucking thrown this game out
exactly.
Or give it to someone for Christmas.
Right?
Like, here you go. You like Garfield, right?
Hey, what did you think of the first battle when you at the end of the Dracula level with Odie as whatever he is? He's a vampire dog, and you have to
three projectile bats come out and come flying around at you, and they're really hard to hit because their hitbox is so tiny.
Yep,
you got to have perfectly timed to smack it with your fucking stake or.
Whatever
the hell you're swinging around.
All the yarn. Who knows?
But then, he'll come flying down at you, which is easy to jump and dodge. Then you hit him, and you're like, okay, did
nothing
he take
happened.
Damage? 5 minutes later, you're doing the same thing. And it's like, why isn't he dead yet? He just keeps coming at me. I keep killing these flies, and why isn't he dead yet? So I'm like, we must be doing something wrong here. We're both getting frustrated. So I went on, looked at a quick playthrough, and was like, oh, those are blinds up there. I have to jump and grab onto when he's, like, hitting in the coffin. Makes sense. Vampire killing with light.
Yep. And you have to do it 3 times. There's 3 different curtains that you have to...
But seriously, I thought it was just part of the deck, like, the decor of the
like
room.
Like, the background,
like,
yeah.
So...
There's no indication.
Yeah, so this is one of the games that I used to play as a kid. That's why I put it as one of the games for the... to be voted for, because I was hoping it would win, because I just knew that part is impossible if you don't know what you're doing already. I don't even remember how I knew how to beat it, but I can remember playing this game for hours and never getting past the first level because I had no idea how to beat Odie. In fact, I remember using a Game Genie to get to the other levels for a long time. So, yeah.
Did somebody say Goob's Genie?
Oh! You want me to rub the lamp, though?
Oh, I love you rubbing the lamp.
Here, I'll rub it anyway since you're already here.
Rub it harder. You might get an extra special surprise today.
Oh, yeah? Here, I'm...
Faster. Faster, Toby, faster. Faster, Toby.
Okay, this is it. This is the top speed.
Rub it harder and harder, my friend. You might get something special coming out.
I'm rubbing it pretty damn hard now. I'm rubbing it so damn hard.
Oh, jeez, here comes another genie.
Oh.
It's me, the genie beanie.
Oh, my wonderful wife, the genie beanie. You rubbed it so hard, you got two genies, and one's a beanie.
Ooh, so does this mean I get two coats this time?
You don't get one, but two cheats.
Oh, well, tell me more, please, Goob's genie and genie beanie.
Well, here's your first cheat.
We have the gain a life cheat. You're going to press up, down, B, A, right, and C.
That's after you enter the pause menu. You can do this during the game. So it's great. You can just cheat halfway through it. Like, ha ha ha, fuck you, Odie. I'm going to win because everyone hates dogs, especially genies. Genies speak for themselves.
Well, what's another good code I could use, Goob's Genie?
Well, in case you hate the place that you're staying in for the night or the channel that you're on, you can use a good old stage skip. And after you push start, you can go AC up, down, up, right. And you can get right over that channel and or level.
Dang.
I hope this is enlightening your mind. Okay, Genie Beanie, let's go back to the Netherworld.
Let's go.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. Goobs, Jenny, y'all are back.
Oh, yeah, man.
Hey, where'd what's up? We were building an igloo outside.
Oh.
Making a new home.
We just needed to upgrade.
Did we miss something? I still smell that weird sulfur sound.
Yeah, it is weird. Yeah. Smell.
No, there was two genies here. You
two?
Missed it. They get
two
they
genies?
No tips. Way.
Two genies. Yeah.
That's
two
crazy.
Two genies?
Yes. Two. It was awesome.
Oh, wow. I'm jealous.
But we were talking about the Garfield game, right?
Oh.
Yes,
yeah.
The cat.
How about we talk about the music real quick?
Oh, the music is great.
I like the music in this game, yeah.
Casablanca kills it. I love that tune, man.
I love the Halloween level music.
Yeah, I like the music.
Music's better than the gameplay.
Yeah.
I don't like the music or sound effects that are playing when you're in the, like, between stages.
No.
Oh,
like,
yeah, no.
But the actual level stages are great.
Yeah. When you're climbing through the circuitry is what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
that, like, yeah, no.
Yeah, it's just
oh, yeah, that's noise. Another thing in between. Not let alone you have those two,
yeah,
like,
you have the
bonus track levels. You got to go through the TV level or jumping through the circuitry, like Toby said, and it's absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's terrible. And then the last song with the boss, I don't know what it is, but
no,
I think it's got really terrible music or sound effects also.
Well, it's glitchy.
Yeah.
That's my excuse for everything.
Sure enough.
But yeah, the music wasn't terrible, but it wasn't anything that was memorable, in my opinion. There wasn't, like, one that I was just like, yeah, that's my jam.
Yeah, no, but it was one that it was like, if it was on, I don't know, I'd just leave it on. I didn't worry about, like, turning it down and putting on the radio or something.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. I liked
average.
It. I really like the Halloween music. I was down with it.
Yeah, except once you've died 20 times. Like,
yeah.
I just remember being a little kid.
Those
dying.
Big
oh,
ghosts
yeah.
flying out at you from the coffin and that you jump
out
on.
Out of nowhere, they just appear.
Yeah. Yeah, and then all of a sudden you hear that organ.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like, see, dude, that was just metal what you did right there.
It
I started headbanging and like punching Jen because I'm like, metal.
Maybe it's
mosh pit.
Maybe it just makes me angry hearing it because I used to hear it so much trying
it's
to
just,
beat that.
Yeah, you like relate
level.
It with anger.
but average music in my opinion at best.
Well, Fresh Ears didn't find it too bad.
Right.
It was okay.
There you go.
Just call me Fresh Ears. It's my new nickname on the streets. Don't fuck around with Fresh Ears Goobs. He can hear you a mile away.
What did you think of the actual graphics of the game and some of the sprite animations?
I actually found it quite, like, decent for the,
yeah.
Well, the time it came out. Nothing compared to these days, as we know.
No,
but like,
for
it's still,
its time, it looked like, you know, looked good. But
I like Garfield in his costumes, man.
Yeah,
he looked
I really
great.
Thought that was a fun part it of
was,
the game.
It really captured the spirit of Garfield pretty well. Like,
yeah,
besides
it was quirky,
like eating lasagna, they kind of missed out on that. But
mm-hmm. Yeah, they missed that. But I think you're right. I think they did capture a lot of heart of Garfield with the different costumes in each level. And even when he's just standing there and he's looking back and forth, and he looks like he's worried, and then all of a sudden he'll just start tap dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just like, why are you doing this right now?
Like, or like when he's near
so,
the
he
edge
would just do that sometimes when I was trying to move. I'm like, what the
yeah,
fuck is going
dancing,
on?
Stop dancing, I'm trying to move.
He's even got some good funny animations, like when he gets hit or when you die. The little cutscene animation where he gets eaten by the TV.
Yeah. The big teeth
me.
Like come up
yeah.
and just engulf your whole television.
Scary.
Man, that really did terrify me as a child, seeing Garfield get eaten by
yeah,
this
I'm
TV with these big teeth. Yeah, and this game is aimed at kids,
yeah.
remember.
Garfield's but, dead.
Oh, let me also add, I'm a huge Garfield fan. I have a huge Garfield collection of stuff on one of my shelves, so I'll have to post that on Instagram, but I love Garfield. So
yeah, so do I. And my mom, too, had a huge Garfield collection.
Really? Oh,
yeah,
that's funny.
I would love it.
She had the back massager, the telephone.
Oh,
like
such obscure things.
Dude, when
yeah.
I first met Jen, I went to her parents' house, like, after, because we met in college, they lived far away. So when I finally got down there, there was seriously a wall in the living dining room. It was just fucking Garfield. The whole,
yeah.
there was like seven shelves,
a
maybe?
Bunch, yeah.
Full of Garfield shit, like the McDonald's toys, like
anything
little action figures, like
yeah.
everything, salt and pepper shaker, everything you can fucking see as Garfield was there. And then, like,
that's
you go funny. In the bedroom, right next to her is like a Garfield phone. And like I said before, the aforementioned back massager.
Yeah.
But was it really a back
no,
massager?
No, it was a back massager.
It was the cat's meow.
I've got it. I've got a Garfield fish tank, which
that's
is
awesome.
In the shape of... It's a big Garfield, and his belly is just clear
oh,
where the fish would go.
Oh, that's so cool.
Oh, that's cool.
But instead of putting fish or anything in it, I've got all a bunch of different Garfield toys in it.
Nice.
So a lot of my collection just gets dumped into that. But I've got some really ridiculous stuff.
You should just put lasagna and eat it out of it.
No, gross. There was fish in that one at one time.
Yeah, well, there's fish in a lot of things that you don't know about.
That's true.
Caesar dressing.
Stop ruining it.
No, there's anchovies in that
don't
shit.
Don't ruin it. Stop talking about it. If you don't talk about it, it's not true.
Hey, that was a real fun fact, but you want to hear some fun facts about the game?
Anchovies? Welcome to Fun Facts with Toby. Anchovies.
So, let's kick this fun facts off with telling you how much this game cost. Do you know by any chance for the Sega Genesis?
I'm
how
gonna
much do
say
you think this game is loose.
$20.
$20 loose?
Yeah.
Jenny, do you got a price in mind?
Probably about the same, yeah.
I'm guessing American prices.
Okay, American. God bless American.
Okay, yeah. So then maybe like 15. There, we'll go 15.
Okay, you can pick this game up loose for around $9 to $10.
Well, if that's a steal, I can buy two of them.
So, that's with no...
So, that, no, wait, that's $20 Canadian. So
no,
technically,
more like 15, because the exchange is not double. So, actually, technically, I'm right.
Well,
you're
wrong. Our taxes are more.
Only 13%. Hush. I win, you lose.
Well, that's without the manual, and that's without the cool clam case that the Sega Genesis games came with. What do you think it was with the clam?
What the hell's
case
a pussy without
manual?
The clam?
Oh, well.
It's a cat, and I had to go there. Someone had to do it.
I think we all got it.
Yeah, we didn't need the explanation.
So what do you think of the complete gaming?
45.
I see. I would 45. Say 50.
45 and 50. Would you pay $45 or $50
no.
for this game?
No.
I
so
wouldn't pay $5.
25.
This goes for the box and everything around $20.
There you go. That's not bad.
I won this time.
You did?
Y'all are 1-1.
Ask us another question.
Do what?
Ask us another question. The fucking do what's, man.
I don't have another question.
Hey?
Hey? So, this game drew inspiration from Jim Davis, who is the creator of Garfield, his 1984 book, Garfield, His Nine Lives. So I guess it's loosely...
Oh, cool.
...inspired by that. So, the Genesis version of this game has 6 levels, right?
Yes, it does. Or the Sega Channel.
That's what I was getting at. If you were,
I was leading into it, man. I know some shit.
If you were a subscriber to the Sega Channel, you could download Garfield: The Lost Levels, which featured 3 different levels. But this is what's really cool: the Game Gear version of the game has 8 levels, and 2 of those are actually from the Sega Channel's Lost Levels.
Oh, fun!
Oh, that's good. The Viking level, and there was another one too.
Yeah, I can't remember what they were, but one of them was definitely a Viking level. So you get a little more out of the Game Gear version, except in the Game Gear version, he doesn't wear costumes each level.
Aww.
He has the same, yeah, he's just the same Garfield.
The one level was called Bonehead the Barbarian, and that was a Viking one, and the other one was Slobbin Hood.
Oh, right. Like Robin Hood.
Yes.
Fun.
I bet that would have been fun. So all the sprites were actually created by Jim Davis himself. He hand drew all of the costumes.
That's why they look so awesome.
That's
and crisp.
Cool.
Yep.
So, makes perfect sense.
And also some of the other artists from the Garfield Paws, whatever that company's called. So yeah, actual Jim Davis drawings and stuff. So I thought that was really neat.
That is neat.
In the Game Gear version, there is no extra bonus game, so you can just skip that altogether. So maybe we should have played the Game Gear version.
Yeah, and we would have had a lot more fun time.
But you wouldn't have had costumes.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't have been as fun.
Yeah, the costumes are pretty dope.
The PC port, they added one new level that was similar to one of the Sega Channel's Lost Levels, and the levels are in a different order than on the Genesis. So, if you want the complete experience, you probably need to play the PC port as well.
They got you snagged.
They have like everything like mishmashed all over the place on this game.
Yeah.
Imagine they did it with like one of our favorites, Mega Man. Like, well, we have 5 of the bosses here, the Robot Masters.
But if they're smart, that's what they would have done to make more money.
If you want to play the other one, play the Game Boy. We have 6 of them. But if you want to fight Dr. Wily, play it on PC.
Yeah, that would have, they would have gotten more money out of us somehow.
Yeah, they would have mega busted our wallets.
Yeah.
Oh!
Clever.
So, there was a port for the Sega 32X that was planned called Garfield and TV Land, but was canceled.
The channel got cut?
I guess so. But, that's it for the fun facts for this game.
That was a lot of fun facts there. The cat didn't get your tongue.
Yeah, cat didn't get my tongue. So that must mean we get to rage about this game.
Oh, come on!
So this is our patented rage meter.
Hell yeah, it is.
We give a score of 1 to 10 on how pissed off this game makes us. 1 being, it's okay. It's not making me so mad.
10 being arm in a carburetor. Throwback.
That's right. So, you know what? I'm going to go first, Goobs. I am going to go first.
Why don't you be the cat's ass and go first?
And that's right.
Using all my cat jokes tonight.
We'll never get another chance.
Just because we're perfect.
There you go. Well, I'm going to give this game a 7 on just this game is very frustrating because you learn in like Mario or Mega Man or any other platformer that you're playing, you take one or two hits. That's it. This game, you're going to get hit left and right and it's going to piss you off. And you kind of forget that you have 10 hits because that's kind of unusual for a platformer to have that many hits.
And a cat.
And then also, the hit detection boxes for the enemies is terrible. The jumping is terrible. The controls are very not responsive, so you get hit because of that. And then it's frustrating, but it looks beautiful. So I'm gonna give it a bunch of meh, but I'm gonna give it a.
You one, sound like yeah. You just died in Home Alone.
But yeah, so what did I say? A seven? I said a seven. So I'm sticking with a seven. It pisses me off. It's very frustrating, and the bosses can be pains in the asses. Glitch is a fucking horror show.
Odie can be a big dick too.
Yeah. So seven.
Big red rocket.
Goobs, what do you got?
I'm gonna go with you on the seven train here.
All right.
Seven takes us to heaven, man, because you die a lot in this game, especially as a cat, and that's pretty bad. Because animals should live, not die. R.I.P. all of our animal friends. But I don't know why I'm laughing right now. But well, Toby already touched on most of this stuff. Like, controls suck. The graphics are decent. That's one positive. But I'm here to be angry right now. Jumping down holes, you're just like, what the fuck am I doing back in this hole again? Because didn't even see the hole in the first place. Because the graphics are kind of sketchy at points. Like, the sprites are good. Graphics could be bad where you don't know where the fuck you're landing. There's hidden objectives in the levels you don't even know you're supposed to be doing. Like I mentioned before, the aforementioned wall. I'm using the word aforementioned twice in this episode because that's my new word of the day. Have a drink if you heard that word twice today, because that's what you should do when you hear the word aforementioned. But
I'm glad you're using your word of the day calendar.
Yeah, thanks for sending that to me, Toby. It was great. He's trying to make the podcast better by making me more literate. It's working day by day. We'll see what happens.
So, but you are giving the game a 7 on the rage meter.
Yeah, no, the RNG on this game is just absolutely terrible. You never, like, you go off the screen, you come back, character appears again, just like every other game, but they have a different attack and just absolutely decimate your ass. And I hate having my ass decimated.
No, you don't. Well, let's see what old Jenny Bean thinks of this rage meter on this game.
I thought about this for like 3 days. The only thing that saves this game from getting a 10 out of 10 is the freaking cuteness of the Halloween stuff and the, like, the, you know, costumes, quote unquote, for each level.
Cat and, like, cosplay.
Yeah, the funny turn. Exactly. I always say I want to open a cat cosplay.
She has cat ears on her microphone
cafe.
Right now, so she loves cats.
I do. Yeah, and I love Garfield. That's the only thing that's saved. This game is garbage. This is not my kind of game.
This is not your rage. This is the rage meter.
I know, but this is all what makes me angry, is that I have to jump somewhere and I can't land on. We've talked about all of these things that are terrible.
You are right. Cats should land on their feet.
That's right. And I'm sorry, but yeah, I'm yes, angry with this game. I got so, we talked about it already. I got mad. I threw the controller at you. I got mad and yelled at you numerous times because I'm like, I don't understand. Yeah, no. 9 for me.
9.
This game Ooh. Made me so mad.
Ooh,
like, more
I
mad.
I feel the heat off of that rage.
Probably. More mad than I've been in a long time.
Feel like Kane's coming out. I feel the pyro heat.
Ooh, popping up from the ring. Remember the face?
Well,
do you remember?
Yes, I remember Kane's face popping out of the ring.
Well, how about we take a little, let's cool off. Let's collect.
Need to go out to my Canadian winter.
Yeah,
we
need to go to our happy place for a second.
Jenny needs to get on that legal Canadian marijuana.
Now let's talk about the rating of this game that we want to give it. A 1 to 10 scale on if we love it or hate it. 1 being below, we don't like it. 10 being, we loved it. Who wants to go first?
I'll dive into this.
We got the nicer music playing, and we're not so frustrated right now. We're clear-headed. We're calm. We're collected.
We're cool as cats.
We are cool cats. So, what do you got, Goobs, for the rating?
I'm going to give this game a 6.
Ooh, okay, okay.
I want to learn to like it more, because it is challenging. I like the challenging games. It has, like, a big benefit of giving you the 10 lives to go with it, so... Or, yeah, the 10 hits, so that's pretty much... Whatever, that's what it is. But you can go through the levels. They're not that bad. They can be. Like, I died a lot during my first playthrough, but that was my first playthrough. If I played this game, like, growing up and, like, going through it through the decades with me, it'd probably be a lot easier as I go around. Toby probably will have something different to say about that. But, yeah, I'm going to give it a solid 6. Because I don't mind Garfield, and he's not my favorite cat. I'm more of a Heathcliff kind of guy, but...
Oh, those are
fine. My favorite cat is a Thundercat, so... Ho!
Ginny, do you want to go next, or do you
Speaking of hoes...
Ooh.
You're my hoe, it's cool. You're my side bitch.
Thanks.
And my main. No, Toby's my side bitch. You're my main bitch.
Yeah, it's bottom bitch for the main girl.
Anyways. Trust me.
Do you want to go next?
Yeah, sure. Again, you repeat the same thing I said last time. This game is garbage. The only thing that saves this game from getting a 1 is the fact that I like Garfield and it has cute costumes, so I give it a 3. I will never play this game again. I don't like jumping games. I don't like games where the controls don't do what I want them to do. Yeah. Not a fan.
No, that's fair.
It looked good, but, I mean, that's about all I had.
Yeah, the animations were crisp. Now that I know they were drawn by the actual person, I like them that much more.
Yep.
Like I said, it looked good, but it just, for me, no. It's not something I'll go back and be like, yes, I want to play this game again. No. Thanks, but no thanks.
Well, I'm going to give this game a 5. And you would think I would be...
I win!
You'd think I'd be blowing this cartridge and, you know, talking about the nostalgia for it. Yeah, you like my little joke there?
That was good.
But, replaying it, I remembered all the flaws that it had. And I think even as a kid, thinking, like, I wonder if that's why I had so much trouble is because the hit detection is, you know, I understand the hit detection boxes now. I wonder if that was part of the problem back then. Is I was like, why am I not hitting these people? And
there's so many flying enemies. Like even the fat
Cleo.
The Cleopatra. Like there's tons of flying like scarabs come at you during the boss level too. It's like, why? I'm like, I'm already dealing with a bunch of shit right now.
Yeah, like what? Like, do John, I have to deal
and
with
I'm dealing with John's face and two Odies, like smacking them around. Like, why do I have to deal with this?
Well, and in, like, the first level, the bats blend in with the background. You can't even see them half the time, and they get you. So...
And they're so small. So small.
Yeah, I just think there's a lot of flaws to it, but it does have some pretty damn good animations. Garfield looks great in every part of this game. Some of the characters, the people that you're fighting, look pretty good, too. It all looks like it fits in the Garfield universe.
Yeah, that's the one redeeming factor of this game.
It doesn't look out of place. Like, this all looks like things that would appear in a Garfield comic strip or the cartoon series. So, I'm hitting it right at 5 just because I feel like there could have been better controls, there could have been better hit detection, better jumping, and I think it would have been a pretty awesome game if it could have fixed a few of the flaws with it, you know?
Yeah, it had a lot of potential.
They just kind
of dropped the ball on some of it, I think.
It makes me wonder if that that canceled 32X game would have been any better or not.
Yeah,
you know, because they would have had time to improve on like what people didn't like.
Well, I'm sure in the next 5 years we're going to get a remake of this game.
With how they're remaking everything, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, exactly.
Garfield 3D, VR, you're the cat eating food.
You're just laying around on the couch.
High score.
Yeah. You only moved twice in 2 hours.
You don't use
the
VR controls, you're actually just eating food.
Yeah.
Feedback special. Finish him.
Well, this is the part of the show where we sadly have to wrap everything up because we finished the game and finished the review. So now you can go check out our other projects where you can listen to more of us. Goobs, Jenny, will you tell us more of your other projects?
Well, hey there, passengers. I am Goobs.
I'm Jenny Bean.
I was like, are you going to jump on the train tonight?
I always have to. I have to do it every time.
And Ripken's here in spirit with us tonight. And we are the Derailers. We jump on the train every week and or so. Because who knows the schedule of the train? Because we don't.
Nope.
And who knows what the topics we're talking about? Because we don't.
Definitely.
But we have a great time doing so. And we hope you have a great time, too. I sound confused right now, because we always do on that show.
That happens.
Because we're derailed ever so often and ever so frequently. So, jump on the train with us and have a great time. Gerald will give you a nice little glass of drink and let you pet his raccoon. That's what Gerald does. He's
right.
A great guy. And right on they say every time he can. Because he's a man with a horse body. He's genuine. He's a nice lover, too. Not that I would know that or anything. You can also go to YouTube and check out Derailed Wrestling. We're in a little bit of a hiatus right now, but it's going to be coming back full force. There's a whole bunch of shit to do on that game, because, you know, making characters, making matches, creating everything, stipulations, you know? It's going to come back full force very shortly, and I can't wait for y'all to see it, because it's going to be great. Your eyes will be, like, exploding with love and passion, because that's what Derailed Wrestling will do to you. So go check that out. And that's with me and Ripken. So, it's going to be a great time. Toby, what do you have up your sleeves?
Well, I am part of the Secret Transmission Podcast, where we talk about conspiracies, the supernatural, UFOs, cryptozoology, serial killers, and anything else strange and unusual. You can find us on
Clowns?
Your podcasting, huh?
Clowns?
We've talked about John Wayne Gacy, so that's a clown.
Yeah, a fucked up one.
We've talked about Alex Jones. That's a clown. Anyways, you can find us on all the major podcasting platforms such as iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and all those other great podcasting apps. And you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Secret Trans Pod. And you can follow me on Twitter at Toby Von Doom. So yeah, come follow me. And the most important thing that we need to plug is this show, The Secret Levels Podcast, which is available on all the major podcasting apps, because you're probably listening to it already. And it's also on Twitter and Instagram at Secret Levels Pod. We have a Facebook page that you should be following. And then you should join our group so you can pick the game of the month just like this one. It is The Secret Levels Group. So come join it, come talk video games with us, pick the game of the month, make us play something good, make us play something terrible.
Please, like someone pick my picks, like, come on.
I did.
Aw, that's sweet.
She's like, did you pick this game? I'm like, yeah, I did. Okay, I'm not going to say which, I don't want to spoil votes, and it probably won't even matter by the time this episode comes out, but... come on, guys.
I tried, man.
Jump on my boat. We need a bigger boat.
Well, Goobs, if someone was looking for...
Oh, some wonderful merchandise?
Yeah, yeah. Where can we find that?
So if you want to cover your scandalous, sexy body with some awesome merchandise, you can go to www.tpublic.com/user/secretlevels. Put some wonderfully designed t-shirts by Toby himself on your chest, on your phone, on your baby, on your pillowcase, on your tapestry, because that's a thing. What the fuck's a tapestry? Is that just like a canvas?
It's kind of like a cloth poster type thing. Yeah, like a flag.
A flag, yeah. Let your Secret Levels flag fly, folks.
And don't forget to leave us a review on the iTunes. That would be so lovely if you did.
Leave us 1 to 5 stars. Let us know what you like and don't like about the show so we can make it better for you.
And if you leave a 1 star, we're going to hunt you down and we're going to just make you play Garfield all day long.
No, it's going to be like Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. How many people want to kick some ass? I'm sure me and Toby will just get beat up by everyone we can encounter.
That's true. Well, I guess this is the remote to get out of this channel. Maybe it'll get me into the real world again. I'm just going to push the button.
It's only if you get new Super Nintendo. Now you...
John?
Pamela Lasagna! Yeah,
is that John?
Yeah,
John?
Yeah,
is that you? Are you
lasagna.
Making me?
Yeah,
you're making me
give
lasagna.
Give me that mozzarella on my face. I want that mozzarella all over, John. John.
John.
John. Give me
you're
your
not
Johnson.
John at all.
John. Yeah, Johnson. Johnson. Lasagna.
I'm in the wrong place. I'm
I got
wrong...
you now, Garfield.
Oh,
what
it's a glitch.
Is...
I want some
ew.
Girth. Give me the girth. What the soda can
oh,
in me?
Glitch.
Yeah,
we're in the wrong channel.
The 2 liter.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The mozzarella. It's all Let's, over.
Yeah, you want to take the mozzarella, don't you? Yeah.
Oh my God,
yeah.
I have the remote. I'm gonna get us both out of here, Glitch.
Let's go.
Okay.
My face is covered. Game over, folks.
Yeah, your face is covered and game over, folks.
This podcast is part of the Some Buddies Network. You're never alone when you've got some buddies.
Hey, this is Corey from the Convince Us Podcast, the show where two normal guys who are also best friends take a critical and entertaining look into the world of conspiracy theories. Each week we cover questions like, is the world ran by a small group of lizard people? Does Queen Elizabeth stay healthy by eating human flesh? Is the earth flat? Well, no, it's not, obviously. It's a globe. But anyway, check out the Convince Us Podcast, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and any podcast application you may be using.